ought to come down here and stay at the White House. I told you. I told you, you said you'd be afraid to stay down here, afraid I'd pardon you, huh?
That's right. And then besides, I have got birdhouses still in the road.
What do you think about her, Chief Justice?
You mean whether he, why he resigned?
Well, I know why he resigned. He said he just get too damn low.
Can I talk to you in strict confidence?
You sure can.
Well,
it's the only way we talk.
But I was sitting with that constitutional convention. I called him up from Gettysburg. He said, if you have such a convention, can you do anything about court? I said, sure, if you want to. Well, by God, he said, I want to do something about it. Did you know there are two on at court that I put on? I had to do it over again, I never would have done it. Can you imagine that?
Yeah, he told me that. He told me that.
Yeah. Well, first let me ask you, does the political affiliation have any bearing on the nominee?
Not in the slightest. No, not in the slightest. Here's our problem. Here are the fellows that I'm considering. I'm going to make Porter's Chief Justice.
Yeah.
I think he's the best lawyer on the court, and I think all of them agree with that. Even every one of them. I couldn't make White, and I couldn't make Harlan. He's blind. There are really three of them that are in bad shape. Harlan is blind. Douglas has got a bad heart. They got a machine in it.
Yeah.
Black is 83 and is he's up in years.
Yeah.
I could bring Goldberg back, but most lawyers say that they ought to be leaving the court and going back on the court, and I ought to have two Jews, one is Chief Justice and another one back on in that area, and that would give us a problem.
Yeah.
I could put Ramsey Clark on. He's able and tough, but he's very controversial, and the liberals, he's awfully liberal for me and you. I have just been fighting with him, and I've ordered him now to take the case of the head of the Communist Party of Utah before the subversive board.
Yeah.
And he hasn't done that yet, and I just may have to fire him, and I don't want to make an issue, but he is awfully stubborn that way. I could take Clifford. He's a very exceptional man, about the best you could find in any legal circle. But I would wreck myself as Secretary of Defense, and the next 8 months are awfully important. I could take Kiko, but I don't believe I could get him cleared at all. I'm too liberal, and I told him already that you had demanded that I appoint him to a circuit court, but I didn't know whether I'd get it through the bar.
Yeah.
But that you always looked after your crowd, and I couldn't resist your demand, and he cried, and he just, I said, when I talked to him yesterday, I told him, get you down here, if he demanded it, and I said he did, and I said, my Democrat lawyers, a lot of them will raise hell, but I'm going to name you, so I've got that behind me. I could name Dick Hughes, he's governor of New Jersey, he'd give me two Catholics, though, from New Jersey, and Brennan's from New Jersey, and Hughes is from New Jersey. I could name Vance, who is an exceptional lawyer. I don't know whether what party he belongs to. I think he's strictly independent. He's never shown any partisanship one way or the other. He gets along with everybody. He's tough, able, one of the finest lawyers I've ever known. He was. But I sure do need him with Harriman over there. I'm not making a damn bit of progress there, but I talked to Mike and Dick Russell. They both think very highly of Vance. I could name Thornberry. He's the best judge. He's Dick Russell's first choice, and he was Abe Portis' first choice. He's was a congressman. He was Rayburn's best advisor with young people, and he's kind of his contact, kind of like Ruska helps you or some of them when you need a little rounding up. He was Rayburn's man. He went on the federal bench, made a hell of a record. He went on the circuit bench, and he's regarded as about the best judge in the circuit, and the Fifth Circuit has done a good job, generally considered. Portis thinks that Tom Clark both at Thornberry is the best we have. I've not talked to Tom Clark about him on Springport, but he thinks he's the best judge we have produced. Henry Fowler is an awfully good lawyer and has been here for giving his life to the government. He's broke and poor and got a gallbladder. He's never lost a fight, though. He stays with them till he wins them. He's a prudent man, conservative man, but diligent and patriotic, and got a quality that you and I got. He's loyal to his friends. He's not an extremist. Matter of fact, he's a kind of a right-winger in my cabinet of them. Now, those are the ones that I have thought of, that I have obligations to, that I have great respect for, that all of them have something wrong with them, one way or the other. I mean, I don't want to take Vance away. I'd have to get a new Secretary of Treasury. I'd have a Republican governor of New Jersey. Things of that kind. I'd have two Catholics, or I'd have two Jews. All of them would give me problems, and I don't want any problems. I want a moderate man on the court that wouldn't tear up all that I have done. At the same time, would be a little bit stronger. Would be kind of like Tom Clark was on Law and Order. Now, the marshals told me he'd do that. I don't know whether he will or not. I'm looking for him to hand down some. Portis is going in that direction. He's put out a book on dissent, and he says a man can protest a segregated library, but he can't throw himself in front of a car, burn a flag, or burn a draft card, or endanger somebody's life. He's been the strongest one that way. But I want somebody that'll be a sure vote in that respect. I think that law and order, the whole republic, is going to be determined on that. And I think we've got to have someone that's moderate. Of all of them, that from that standpoint, would be, I wouldn't consider Kuechel much there, and I wouldn't consider Ramsey much there. Thornberry and Vance and Fowler would be the three better ones.
Well, I could make you only one contention. From the standpoint of stature, that would be Bill Campbell, the senior district judge. Bill's got his teeth very much on him, but he's Irish.
Hasn't he got some years on him?
I've not too much.
I want to get a man that's going to be there a while.
Yeah, Bill's got a young family.
You old men breed pretty well, you know.
Yeah.
You drink that Illinois water, y'all.
I can't imagine Bill go for 55.
I had the impression he was way up in his 60s and his health wasn't too good.
Oh, he's a tough IP now.
Yeah.
He had a bad season.
What do you think of these folks? Which one of these would you favor?
Well, I remember Homer, of course. I was glad to know his progress. New judiciary over the years. I like Sidan. He's really a remarkable guy.
How would you rate the Vance, Thornberry, Fowler, and that group? I don't much think I could take Clifford away. I don't much think I could take Kuechel.
No.
Although California has a little call on it. We're taking a Texas seat and a California seat, you see. We gave up Clark. And we gave up Warren. And we're taking those seats. Fowler would be Virginia. Vance is New York. Thornberry is from Texas. I guess I'd be charged with cronyism from Texas.
Well,
I Well, Klaus Thornberry is a friend, just like you're a friend. But they talk about wanting a trial judge on court. He's been a trial judge for a good many years. He's been a circuit court judge, and he has been a successful one. And all the bar rates him. He's on all their committees. Vance is a superior lawyer. He's one of the biggest firms, one of the best in the country, kind of the executive partner in it.
Would you like it?
I have no idea. I have no idea whether either one of them would take it. I haven't talked to you about it, but Mike Mansfield and Dick Russell and you.
Well,
I want to just get the feel here because I damn sure we're going in trouble on confirmation.
I would rate them in this order. I think I would put Vance at the head of the tray, then Homer, and then put them on Fowler.
Don't say anything about it. If you think of anybody else, call me.
Okay. Bye.